Hey everybody, welcome to the Moscow Mules. It's not actually the Moscow Mules, is it? It's the St. Petersburg Mules. We were forced to come to the jewel of Russia's north. We were forced to come here to continue to do the show. I mean, I work very hard. I get very little pay. I have to work with Augie, who's a completely retired genius, and it always makes me feel inferior. That's why I always pick on him. But anyway, we're here for SPIEF, the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum. Probably one of the biggest meetings of economic minds, government ministers, like 140 countries, 22,000 people have made their way here. Not that you'd know it looking at the Western media, because if you ask them, ain't nothing happening here in this beautiful city. It's kind of a mixture between, Venice, Vienna, London, Paris. Peter the Great, he was a great dude. He put it all together, built this out of a swamp. What a guy. Hey, but anyway, who needs all this culture and beauty? We're gonna head to the United States, where, of course, it's all going perfectly well. The big Don is taking the advice of the people. He was telling us that he was gonna listen to, right? Like Tulsi Gabbard, very intelligent lady, great surfer, looks good, very smart. But when she decided to say, hold on a second, stop the press, maybe Iran isn't developing a nuclear weapon. Remember, we talked about this last week. Augie did a very smart little narezka. He put all this stuff together and we sort of demonstrated to you that they've been talking to us for years, basically. But when Tulsi Gabbard, the director of national intelligence, says it, what does the big Don say? As Augie would say, it's a show. Run the video, Augs.
The IC continues to assess that Iran is not building a nuclear weapon, and Supreme Leader Khamenei has not authorized the nuclear weapons program that he suspended in 2003. The IC continues to monitor closely if Tehran decides to reauthorize its nuclear weapons program.
But how close do you personally think that they were to getting one? Because Tulsi Gabbard testified in March that the intelligence community said Iran wasn't building a nuclear weapon.
I don't care what she said. I think they were very close to having it.
I don't care what she said. So you employ this lady because she's exceptionally smart, served in the military, got lots of awards, was a Democrat, but realized the Democrats are a freak show, joins the Republicans, gets appointed to the government as the national intelligence chief, and then she says, hey, you know what? I'm going to do my job. They don't have a nuclear weapon. They're not even going to build a nuclear weapon. And what does your boss say?
I don't care what she says. I don't give a damn. There were days away, weeks, possibly hours. I don't know. We do the best interventions known to mankind.
Now, you might ask yourselves, when Tulsi left the U.S. military, maybe it all went. Because we're going to talk now about the Big Don's big parade. He likes to do things big. It was kind of a bit of a damn squib. It was the kind of like, you're building yourself up for the big date with that girl, the one, and then it all gets down to action and it just goes, it doesn't work out the way you thought. Kind of like Augie, good looking guy, but when he takes off his clothes, it's not good, believe me. And it was the same for the big Don during the big march past. It was less of a march past than a shuffle past. The dudes all look stoned, tired, depressed, or like they're on Xanax, maybe Zantac as well. Let's have a look at the video. But what you're gonna notice, and when Augie spotted, was it ain't just Xanax they're on, it's sponsored by crypto, by Coinbase. Remember a lot of criticism for the big Don, that he kind of rug pulled everybody with his, Trump coin? Run the video, Augie.
Special thanks to our sponsor, UFC. Special thanks to our sponsor, Coinbase.
I'm the Secretary of State, brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Why do you keep saying that?
Because they pay me every time I do. It's a really good way to make money. You're so smart, why don't you know that?
Yeah. Can you imagine on Red Square in Moscow, sponsored by Dobry Cola or something like, the paratroopers come by. It's not good. It's not good. The army's the army. But it was definitely a case of a, kind of saunter past, as opposed to a march past, as you'd see here in Russia. It's a shit show. Now, there's a tradition in the military. I spent a, very modest time in the army. And before you went and did something really difficult, kind of like before you get executed, right, Augie? The condemned man ate a hearty breakfast. In the US military, before they invaded Normandy, before they went into Iraq, you got a big steak, a surf and turf, steak and prawns, dinner. As a sign of the, commitment of your officers. And the officers sometimes serve you the food. Guess what just happened in the States, right, Augie? The boys just got king crab and lobster served them, just out of the blue. Not that there's gonna be a big war. You're not gonna be sent to die for AIPAC. That's not going to happen.
Sponsored by Coinbase?
Yeah, sponsored by. So let's just here's some king crab, here's some lobster, and just go over that direction. Yeah, just over there, go over there, and we'll talk to you later on. Yeah, go on, that way. Run the video.
Taking lobster, you know what that means. We are going to war.
Has steak and lobster.
Lobster, hush puppies, a baked potato under this.
How's your steak and lobster?
It's all right. Maybe you're decent.
I'll do it.
I'm ready for war.
Steak.
Prepare yourself because we must be going to war or something.
Lobster.
We're going to war.
Asparagus.
To war we are going.
You know, Ted, think of the name Cruz. Let me just start there. Cruz, you think Tom Cruise, right? Small guy, believes in shit that isn't real, right? He was one of those Scientologists, right? He's not the only little dude called Cruz who believes in shit that's not real and doesn't have a clue what he's talking about. There's another guy called Ted Cruz who wants to bomb the shit out of Iran, which is an absolutely ancient culture, by the way. You know, they gave us, you know, astronomy, poetry, beautiful music. Of course, you know, we've got guys in charge right now. You may agree or disagree. Still a sovereign state. You can't just bomb the shit out of it, but you can if you're Ted Cruz. You know why? Because the Bible tells me so. Oh, yeah, that always works out perfectly. A 2,000-year-old book that was written like 200 years after the dude is the star in it is actually dead. Yeah, let's all follow that rule, eh, Augie?
Well, turns out most Americans don't actually think so. According to the latest poll, 60% of Americans disapprove of the idea of invading Iran or dying for Israel.
Damn.
24% are undecided.
More lobster, more steak!
And only 16% think it's a great idea, and I bet you one of those 16% is this retard.
Yeah, let's have a look at Mr. Cruz making a complete tit out of himself. Oh, this one's an absolute beauty. Run the video, Wuggy.
How many people live in Iran, by the way?
I don't know the population.
At all?
No, I don't know the population.
You don't know the population of the country you seek to topple?
How many people live in Iran?
92 million.
Okay. Yeah, I...
How could you not know that?
I don't sit around memorizing population tables.
Yeah, of the countries you were planning to destroy.
I don't sit around memorizing population tables before I go destroy a whole country, kill a million people. Yeah, I don't do that.
Well, it's kind of relevant because you're calling for the overthrow of the government.
Why is it relevant whether it's 90 million or 80 million or 100 million? Why is that relevant?
Because if you don't know anything about the country...
I didn't say I don't know anything about
the country. Okay, what's the ethnic mix of Iran?
I didn't say that. I didn't say that I want to cause a war. I just want to die. I want to kill a lot of people. I'm just fucking... I want to kill everybody.
Freak. What is it with these Americans?
Well, the secret here, Che, is the monies.
I have a feeling Augie's going to tell us lots of really boring numbers.
Yeah.
This is where I check out for 5 minutes.
Except they're not boring, but more like infuriating. Because Ted Cruz is willing to make you go to war for $1.8 million he got from AIPAC.
What? Wait a minute. Let's rewind that. Ted Cruz got like $1.8 million from...
AIPAC?
The Israelis.
The Israeli
Tell
Friendship
us, what
Society.
Is AIPAC? What is that again?
It's the American Israeli partnership of ruling
crime.
Over your country.
So basically, it's a huge lobby group, probably the most powerful anywhere, AIPAC. Check it out. Yeah, Google it. And these boys basically brag about owning people, right? They posted these big ads after the election saying like 80%, 90% of people who supported AIPAC got elected. In other words, support us or you're not getting elected, ass. Yeah, this is real. And Mr. Cruz got 1.8 million.
And it goes deeper, Che. I did a little bit of math. And turns out AIPAC paid Trump $230 million for his campaign. And in return, the moment Trump got elected, he approved $14 billion for Israel. So that's around 60 times comeback for the investment.
Oh, well, America, on top of being asked to go and die for Israel, you've given them about $250 billion since 1947, 1948, when they just found a new country after running all the Palestinians out of town, burning a couple of hundred villages and murdering maybe a couple of hundred thousand people. Yeah, it's all good because the Bible tells me so.
It goes even deeper, Che. I found a tweet online by someone, Randy Fine, the representative of Florida.
Sounds like a good Armenian name, Randy Fine.
The tweet goes like this. There is a reason the first time I shook Netanyahu's hand, I did not wash it until I could touch the hands of my children.
What the f***? That sounds very creepy.
Creepy as f***.
Well, I haven't washed myself since you kissed me.
Totally different situation.
Now, of course, we have no problem with Israel. I'm actually not one of the people who thinks from the river to the sea, you know, Palestine will be free and all that. Because that means you're going to do exactly what you say the Israelis have been doing to you. What are you going to do with those couple of million people who consider themselves Israeli? They're there. You got to do a deal. It's the two-state solution, right, Augie? Well, let's have a look at how it's moving, where it's moving to. Remember, you know, back in 2022 when the Russians actually intervened in Ukraine after decades of being poked in the eye by NATO, they went over the border and they kicked the shit out of the Ukrainians. Okay, big deal. That's exactly what the Americans would have done if the Mexicans got high on their own supply and started taking Russian and Chinese money and started kicking the shit out of Americans living in Acapulco. Right, Augie?
Exactly.
All day long. So let's have a look in an AI way, okay, this is Internetsville, at what it's turning to now in the States. You're not even allowed to criticize Israel. You're not even allowed to say the word, okay? You got to get down on your knees. You got to be completely bought in to the Israel scam, okay? That's what it is, because, you know, you've given these guys all the cash. You're paying for the bombs. You're paying for the bullets. The media is essentially completely controlled by Israel. Augie, don't say too loud. I'm going to whisper something to Augie. The media is controlled by Israel.
Not our media, though. Watch our
team. That is absolutely, that's completely anti-Semitic. Yeah? Run the video.
But, Mom, I don't want to go fight Iranians for Israel.
Joey, don't you dare be anti-Semitic.
Joey.
I want to go home, sir. You some kind of anti-Semite, Joey.
Yeah.
I don't even know why we were there. Let's focus on why that thought is anti-Semitic, Joey.
It's really good. AIPAC actually funded this.
Israel needs our taxes.
So they can then complain about it. That's how this shit works. Think about it. Yeah.
But I'm not even dead. That's anti-Semitic, son.
Well, I think there's an old school saying which says, you know, if you want to find out who's in charge, find out who you can't criticize. Right, Augie?
That's why you can't criticize me.
So I think it's time to remind ourselves just what this is all about, okay? What's the evidence? Remember Colin Powell with the talking powder? Yeah, we've talked about it. Saddam was going to come and eat your children and, you know, do what he wants to do with your wife. Not that anyone would want to do it with your wife. Anyway, but, you know, seriously. Let's have a look at Mr. Netanyahu telling us in great detail, year after year, decade after decade, how dangerous it was that Iran was about to build a nuclear weapon. Now, this is coming from a country, remember, who doesn't have a nuclear weapon, right, Augie?
And doesn't have a Samson option.
Yes. So there's absolutely no way that the Israelis have built a nuclear weapon. They stole the plans from France. Of course, they didn't do that. So that didn't happen. So that means the guy who doesn't have a nuclear weapon, who does have a nuclear weapon, is being funded by the only people who ever used a nuclear weapon in human history and bombed two huge cities full of people, are now telling the guys who need a nuclear weapon to stop the guys who don't have a nuclear weapon, who are getting paid by the guys who are the only people ever to use the nuclear weapon, to protect themselves from the people who don't have the nuclear weapon.
I hate this world, Che.
Run the video.
If not stopped, Iran could produce a nuclear weapon in a very short time. It could be a year, it could be within a few months.
Where is it?
They have the wherewithal, the stored up preserved knowledge to make a bomb very quickly if they wanted to do it.
Iran is so dangerous. Weeks away from having the fissile material for an entire arsenal of nuclear bombs.
They're very close. They're 6 months away from being about 90% of having the rich uranium for an atom bomb.
Iran is gearing up to have...
His hair's getting bluer and bluer. The more he lies, his hair turns bluer. I've noticed Augie's hair is actually getting a slightly blue tinge to it. Out.
Iran will be capable of producing alone, without importing anything, nuclear bombs within 3 to 5 years.
Of course, we're always told that Israel is a democracy. It's the little island of democracy in this horrible sea of evil Arabs and, crazy people, right? Of course. After all, let's face it, the Israeli state has become a sort of ethnic Zio nationalist state. It's a state that's absolutely predicated on religion, okay? If you're not Jewish in Israel, you got a problem. If you're Jewish, you can come from any part of the world, turn up at the border. Yeah, I'm a Jew, and you come in, you can get your passport, you can get your citizenship. But if you're an Arab, but if you're anybody else, one of the immigrant workers that get treated like shit there, or maybe you're one of the prisoners who dares to cheer for the Iranian strikes, which are always a bad thing. We don't like people getting attacked, civilians. It's always a bad idea. But of course, that's going to be completely seen as anti-Semitism. This whole section of the show is going to be completely anti-Semitism, Muggy. I think I can hear an anti-Semite party going on right over here. Roll the video. Now, you might remember when the people in Gaza, the poor defenseless people of Gaza, you know, who had nothing to defend themselves with but the poles out of their tents, right, Augie? Were getting the crap bombed out of them by one of the most advanced armies in the world, who had the most advanced air defense system in the world.
And the most moral army in the world.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The most advanced air defense system in the world. Yeah. You remember they kind of were selling popcorn and tickets? Yeah, front row seat to watch the poor people getting murdered in Gaza. Well, guess what? The people in Lebanon are now occupying those same front row seats. Yeah, and they're watching the Iranians bomb the shit out of Israel. Now, whatever you think about Israel, Palestine, Iraq, Syria, Libya, the whole thing, this is what they call f*** around and find out. Because basically, Iran wasn't bothering anybody. All this shit is made up. So they went to war and they fucked around and they surely found out. Run the video, Augie.
And in the background, what nice fireworks.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. So I can actually hear the voices floating across the beautiful St. Petersburg skies. I hear the voices coming from Internetsville and television land asking, what happened to poor old Ukraine? Yeah, what, you know, what happened to the old narco Fuhrer, the Bankova bandit, the Green Goblin? Where is he? So let's not forget about Ukraine. And there's actually a rumor, right, Augie, that the narco Fuhrer has made an announcement that the only way there will actually be peace in the Middle East is if Iran gives all its missiles to Ukraine and Israel gives all their weapons to Ukraine, everything, and all their money, and give it all to Ukraine, and then there'll be peace in the region, yeah?
Exactly. Unfortunately for Zelensky, it's the other way around. Americans are pulling their armaments from Ukraine for Israel.
Yeah, and let's have a look at how it looks, actually, when the Green Goblin, the Bankova bandit, gets left all on his own. You know what? We hate Nazis, too. You know, so when you're saying, oh, this is an anti-Semitic show, and we were giving out the yarmulke thing, we don't like the Nazis. We actually dislike the Nazis even more than we dislike the Israelis. We don't dislike the Israelis, do we? Run the video.
Nice music.
I just hate that guy. And of course, it's not like there's any Nazis in Ukraine, right? There's no evidence of it. Nobody wears the, you know, the Reichsadler. No one wears the SS runes. They're not absolutely dedicated to this. They don't go around with torchlight parades, worshipping Stepan Bandera, Roman Shukevich, people who butchered hundreds of thousands of Polish people. Hello, Poland. Stota Jelish, what are you up to? Time to get your together and talk to your neighbors about killing your grandparents. Yeah, sorry. So there's nothing really going on in Ukraine, right? It's really a cozy place. And that's probably linked to the fact that education, right, Augie, is so cozy. In Ukraine, they preach complete, you know, harmony. Everybody's acceptable. It's like kind of Western Europe right now. You know, you're not a boy, you're not a girl. That you were born with that's hanging around in your underwear, it may not be correct. It's how you feel, right? That's how it's going down in Ukraine.
Well, here's the difference. In Ukraine, it's you're not a boy, you're not a girl, you're a meat for Zelensky's bloodbath.
Aha, indeed. Run the video.
Слава Україні! Слава нації! Україна!
I hate that. So peaceful. What the fuck is that?
White pride.
White pride on your ass?
Це вже переросло в такий рух в Україні. Зараз це вже політична партія.
That's before the war.
Before the war?
Yeah.
So most of these people are dead. I'm so sorry.
Нормально.
Check this out. They even have a garden that in a Nazi symbol.
Garden of the Dead.
Кто кто занимается вот детьми, весь персонал, который находится здесь, у них нету ни свастик, ни СС, ничего. Те, кто там, не знаю, там может на передоводе это ребят там видят, те, кто занимается именно лагерем и приравнены к Гитлерюгенду, у нас ну ни у кого свастик, ничего нету.
So we're not Nazis because the ones working with the kids don't wear swastikas.
And they show us people working with kids all covered in swastikas.
Fucking hell. Welcome to the EU, Ukraine. But the reality, of course, on the battlefield is it's a human story. It's terrible. A lot of people are dying. But Russia's still winning, right, Augie? They're advancing day by day. You know, the world's media is over in Tel Aviv and Iran, and they're all focused over that way. You know, hey, look over there, a war. What's new? In Ukraine, the Russians are still winning. What happened to the 30-day ceasefare? And of course, as all this goes on, and the war in the Middle East, and we're on the brink, and we're all going to die, nuclear war, blah, blah, blah. We've heard it all before. What's really happening is pretty grim. Russia has given over 6,000 bodies back to the Ukrainians, right, Augie? And they got like under 60 Russians back for that number. And of course, we're told that 10,000 million, gazillion, trillion Russians are dead. Everybody's dead in Russia. It's all a meme. I think the opposite might be true. Let's have a look at a very interesting video that Augie dug up. He's a bit of a geek. He likes these kind of machino et machino battle to the death, you know? He doesn't like the blood and guts, neither do I, who does? Let's have a look at a Russian drone, a Russian machine attacking a Ukrainian machine. No one's getting hurt here, but it's not mano a mano, it's machino et machino. Run the video, Augie.
And I like how it's...
What is that thing?
That's a spear. That's a drone spear. Check this out, man.
Wow.
Like shish kebab.
Wow, it just hits it.
Yeah.
And the Russian one stays alive.
It stays alive, and there you can see that drone slowly descending.
So that's really something that... It's actually like a medieval naval battle where they used to have these rams on the ships. But anyway, that's getting far too technical and intelligent for this show. So the Ukro-Nazis need not worry, because even though their drones are getting speared by the Russians, and it's all gone to Ukraine, and the boys are, you know, taking village after village and winning and winning and winning, it doesn't really matter. Because guess what? The Ukro-Nazis are going to be saved by the Euro-delusionists. Yeah. And we're going to show you a little video of a very lithe, very slim, svelte, kind of like me. You know, I was just sucking it in a bit. You like my new T-shirt? Anyway, a beautifully sleek French politician. You can have a look at him here, right? Yeah. He doesn't like the donuts. He hates the late night chocolate snack. He really doesn't like it. Let's have a look at him getting into, I think it's a Rafale. Fighter jet, could be wrong. Augie will, of course, correct me. But he has a little slight bit of difficulty getting out, I think, Augie, does he?
Those croissants were too much.
Yeah, fat shaming. Here we go. So in he goes.
Yeah, here he goes.
Oh, he's in.
I'm going to fight Russia in my jet.
I'm going to fight Russia. Here we go.
Oh, no. Uh-oh.
Yeah. It's Bernie Sanders going on a bombing mission.
Uh-oh.
Oh, whoop. Yeah, I'm going to... Like, this is like when you actually cripple yourself trying to be cool when you're completely not cool. Like, he's still stuck in there. He's stuck in there.
Flat ass.
Yeah. Oh, this is so cringe.
It's not even an American Air Force.
Yeah. If that was an American Air Force, there'd be a little mini McDonald's in the back. Get a few nuggets.
As you can imagine, Che, the Russians are scared as f*** after watching this.
The only way you're getting that fat French clown out of that fighter jet is to pull the canopy back, turn it upside down, and drop out and drop on Moscow. There has been a strike on Moscow by our French allies. Yes, a big fat ass dropped and killed Augie, which could only be a bad thing.
There's too much calories for me.
Maybe. Well, you may not know the difference between North and South Korea, but I can tell you what it is. The boys in the North have all the toys, but no one wants to play with them. Good old Kim Jong-un. What a guy. Superhuman being. Very nice. And of course, the Koreans are very popular over here in Russia.
You know what's curious? He has a nuke, and he somehow hasn't been invaded yet.
Yeah, because he actually has a nuke. It's like the old meme, you know, Iran has a nuke, let's bomb them. Well, Russia has nukes, why don't you bomb them? What the f*** are you talking about? The Russians actually have nukes. So let's have a look at the Starmer Fuhrer. Probably one of the most retarded, repellent, cretinous, wankers that's ever walked upright on two legs. The most unpopular British Prime Minister in history, if you have a look at the data. In a past life, Keir Starmer was a Queen's Counsel. He was a prosecutor. And he was also the head of the Crown Prosecution Service in the UK. But if you're in the UK, you know that. You might know that because he tried to keep Julian Assange, the very famous journalist who tried to tell the truth and got locked up for it, he tried to keep him in prison. He tried to prevent him from being tried in Sweden. He wanted him tried in the UK and deported. That's who you're dealing with Keir Starmer. Now, he's a very honest, very honourable man. Let's have a look at the Starmer Führer doing what he does best, crawling around on his hands and knees, kissing ass, being a fake, and making shit up. Yeah, something just flew out of my f***ing mouth. This is just doomed. Okay, here we go. So let's have a look at the Starmer Führer doing what he does best, crawling around on his hands and knees. Now, I'm not talking about the three Ukrainian gay prostitutes that burnt his house, burnt his car, found out where he lived. This has nothing to do with that. And that's not why I'm laughing when I'm talking about Keir Starmer crawling around on his hands and knees. So Starmer, in the ultimate sort of racist trope, just picked the first Asian-looking dude in the room, went up to him and said, "Hello, nice to meet you. I'm Keir Starmer. I'm not gay, and I would love to talk to you about Britain." It turns out it was the translator, right, Augie?
And the cringe continued afterwards.
From the video. Oh, this is so good. Watch. If out there I may, I'm mistaken. They're the Prime Minister for the tea boy out there.
And then, like a retard he is, they can't decide for 10 minutes where they're gonna stand.
Yeah. Look, yeah.
Oh, this is so cringe.
It's so bad. Yeah, why don't you go over here? Okay. Yeah, this is so good. It's all working out so well. I think you should just release the sausages.
The return of the sausages, the hostages.
So that's it for another episode of the Moscow Mules from St. Petersburg. And what a city, a beautiful city, an incredible history. Encompassing hundreds of years. And remember, this city, which was created by Peter the Great, a beautiful place, you got to visit, was finished. That's what old Uncle Adolf thought back in the Second World War. The city was surrounded, the people were starved into submission. A lot of misery, a lot of fear, a lot of death. But the city prevailed. And that's the same kind of idea about humanity in general. People get together, they make do, they mend, and they push forward. And that's what's going to happen. Don't be too worried about getting turned into nuclear ashes. It's probably not going to happen. There's no money in conflict. And remember, when everything's burning, you can't sell or buy anything. So it's highly unlikely that that's going to happen. Check out our show on X, my X, RT's X, on, of course, the Telegram channels, and, of course, on the RT website, because we're there. Join us, and join us again next week, same time, different place, when Augie and I are going to be here, as per usual, to inject a little bit of sarcastic joy into your grim little lives. We'll see you then.